Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
I just thought it was weird how you didn't say, and this is Christina. Do you ever see that? Or do you always just say, and Christina?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. It doesn't matter. And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch the telenovelas of our childhood / adolescence and talk shit about them as we recap the episodes. Oh, that's perfect.
Wow. Yeah, it was.
Today, we are talking about episode 90 of Teresa. Oh, my goodness. Episode 90.
Look how close we are. Yeah.
I'm amazed. We're almost to 100.
Yeah. And then 150? Not that far off.
I know. We're almost done. What, took us 2 years to get here?
yeah. It'll probably be almost the 3 by the time we finish. So unless we combine a bunch of episodes, I don't know yet.
I think we are going to do that because I remember nothing happens when they're in Europe.
I remember you saying that, but I haven't watched yet.
I mean, me either. Okay, I have a summary.
All right, let's hear it.
Teresa deals with the aftermath of... Sorry, I can't even say this seriously. Teresa deals with the aftermath of pretending to be robbed.
Yes.
As her and Arturo keep preparing for their trip, Ruben's embezzlement journey almost ends with... I can't say that seriously either. Okay. His embezzlement journey almost ends with Mayra catching him. Aurora opens up to Juana about Mariano. Don Porfirio crashes the wedding. Oriana keeps being a metiche and a chismosa. And we have a classic Teresa and Aida back and forth scene.
Yeah, you got it all, I think.
All right.
I will say that I feel like nothing happened in this episode.
And you said that. So I condensed my notes and somehow it's still a lot. So I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see.
Yeah. Okay. this episode starts off with, starts off with Johnny and Patty, men friends, vecindad friends, painting their new apartment. You know, now that Johnny is going to be the portero, the vecindad. Yeah, nothing important happens here. So
whatever.
Skipping past that. we leave them to see Teresa, Luisa, Tabadeo, and... Did you notice his name change in this very episode?
Yes, I did.
Because before, I think I wrote that... We've been calling him Tadeo, right?
Or at some point, someone calls him Tadeo in this episode.
And in the next line, they say Tabadeo. I was just like, what the fuck? Anyway... We know who that is. The accountant who is blackmailing Ruben.
Yeah.
So Tabadeo and Armando, they're at Teresa's house. This is where we left them last time.
Yes, after she was fake robbed. Yeah.
She's fake crying for being fake robbed.
Yes.
Luisa asked, look, I wrote Tadeo now. I'm just like the writers and the actors. Yeah. Okay, so Luisa asked Tadeo to leave Armando. Oh, I was confused because Armando Arturo, we know we get confused with those names. Anyway, yes. Don Armando, it's less confusing when I say it like that.
It is.
Consoles Teresa and, you know, she's really turning up the waterworks. Then Arturo gets there and, you know, she's like, oh, the euros, they were stolen, blah, blah, blah.
It was so much money.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really emphasizing that.
How much money it was.
Yeah. And then he's like, the money doesn't matter. Your safety matters. Whatever. We leave them. Oriana then arrives to the hospital to visit our favorite all-specialty doctor, Mariano, after her medical emergency last episode. And, you know, Mariano can help her because, again, he specializes in all of the medicine.
He can do it all.
Yeah. Doctor of all trades.
Yeah. I mean, like we said before, we've seen him do trauma.
Pediatrics, we learned, is his actual specialty.
That's his actual specialty. You know what? No, he wasn't the one that took care of little Pablito. So we haven't actually seen him do anything pediatric-wise, I think.
Well, his work with the foundation, I guess.
I mean, we keep hearing about it, but have we physically seen it? No.
No, yeah.
We have seen him do cardiac stuff because he took care of Refugio.
Emergency surgery on Paloma.
Paloma, yeah. So...
And now whatever.
Paulo, also Paulo. When Paulo...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that already.
Went to the hospital. Yeah.
And so. Now whatever is going on with Oriana, he can help.
Yeah.
So let's see. I condensed this part a bit too, but Oriana tells Mariano that she learned about his history with Teresa and Arturo. And he's like, oh, I'm sure you don't want to help me now. with the dispensarios because she offered, you know, to help him last episode. Yeah. And she's like, no, sir, I still want to help. And we leave them. Now we see Mayra, Aida, and Genoveva crunching numbers, being boss babes. Nothing major happens here. Aida basically just tells him about Oriana liking Mariano and about Mariano leaving the vecindad at some point, or getting her trying to convince him to leave the vecindad.
Yeah.
Now we are back to Teresa. She keeps crying to Arturo. He is comforting her. And then he's like, let's go to law enforcement. And she's like, oh, no.
I don't even remember the guy, you know.
I don't know what he looked like.
I was so scared. I didn't see.
She has a Jussie Smollett situation on her hands.
Wait, who?
Jussie Smollett. Is that his name?
Oh, I thought it was like Smollett or something.
Oh, I'm probably saying it wrong.
Wow, let's just...
I think I've heard people say Smollett. No?
No fucking way. Really?
I said Smollett, so...
Oh my God, I thought it was like... Okay, I mean...
What did you think name? It was?
It's like Smollett or something.
Jussie.
Is it Jesse or Justin?
I thought it was Jussie.
Jussie?
Yeah, like J-U-S-S. That's not a name, is it? Oh my God, what if I just...
Oh, you're right.
Oh.
Jussie Smollett.
See?
Could it really be Smollett? It's S-M-O-L-L-E-T-T.
What was I saying? Smollett?
That sounds wrong. Smollett
or some shit. No, that was the thing I said after the first time I said it.
Oh, okay.
Smollett? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Whatever. Jussie. We know Jussie.
Yeah, and we know. Yeah. See, she's got a little Jussie going on.
Empire's Jussie.
Yeah.
She has that situation on her hands. And, you know, we know it didn't end too well for him. Although, I won't get into
it. Jussie.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But right now, I'm just going to say I won't get into it.
Yeah.
I fully believe that the PDs were just, you know, wanting to attack somebody. And it was him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, now we're back to Mariano and Oriana. And then, yeah, the main thing that happens here is that he declines Oriana's donation with the dispensarios, and this only endears him even more to Oriana.
Yeah, she likes him more.
Yeah, it just really shows his character, especially also because he didn't let Oriana fish information about Teresa from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after this...
He's just really respectful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after this, we see Don Armando stopping by to help out everyone in the vecindad with Joni and Patty's new apartment. And long story short, him and Don Ramon, they mend their friendship. They become friends again.
Yes.
We then see Teresa talking with Tadeo. She asks him to teach Don Armando about contabilidad, which I took to mean accounting.
I think so.
Okay. It sounds like it would be accounting.
Yeah. Counting, contar.
Exactly. It's where my mind was.
Yeah.
And then we leave them. And then we see Mariano talking with Don Ramon about reconciling with Don Armando. And I think the main thing here is that Don Ramon tells him, like, now that me and Armando are cool again, you better stay away from Teresa.
Yeah.
And I think they get together again because I remember.
No way.
I feel like they do. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to be so mad if they do, though.
I'm so over it. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Let's bet on it. Loser has to shave their head. No, I'm just kidding.
Your face was hilarious.
No, I would never. I love my hair and I love your hair more.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow. I lost my place. So, yeah. And then Mariano also talks to Don Ramon about Oriana wanting to donate to him in secret. You know, to keep it away from Teresa and Fernando and everybody. But otherwise, Don Ramon is like hiding things and secrecy never works out.
Yeah.
And then we're back to Teresa and Tadeo. And here she basically heavily implies knowing about Tadeo.
Oh, it's emphasis on the heavy. She's like,
yeah,
She's like, I know about.
Yeah. She's like, I think she's like, I know about a friend that found out his employer was stealing money from his wife's business.
This friend is an accountant.
It's basically the. She outlines everything she already knows. So basically she talks him into asking for more money from Ruben. Just to fuck with Ruben because she can.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Then we see Oriana. She's hanging out with Teresa, Arturo. She tells them that she knows about the Mariano drama from the wedding. And so she's like, it's not right for me to support him and his dispensarios. And they're like, oh, thank you. But of course, we know that that's not her true intentions. And then we see Ruben thanking Tadeo for convincing Mayra to take the course that will keep her away from the business and keep her occupied so that they can keep hiding the embezzlement.
And then Tadeo's like, yeah, puts his hand down. He's like, give me more, though.
He's like, more. Sure. I need more money, though.
Sure. As he's pointing to his palm for more money.
My hand, but pour more money there.
Mas. Dame mas.
Mas. It's so funny, honestly.
It is hilarious. Ruben's face, he's like, and what he is the appalled. Fuck?
Yeah. So Tadeo's like, well, I'm going to need more money or I'm going to tell Mayra. And as he says that, who walks in but Mayra herself?
Tell me what? You're going to tell me? Yes. You're going to tell me right now.
And I swear she calls him Amadeo, not even Tabadeo. I heard
I don't know. Amadeo. Yes, Amadeo. You're going to tell me right now.
And then, I mean, yeah, I she's like, who? Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Is this man not Tabadeo?
What is his Tadeo? Fucking name? This is worse than Humberto, honestly.
Yes, it really is.
Because we have three fucking names for this man. I should just start saying the accountant.
Yeah.
So yeah, she demands to know the truth. But before we see this conversation go on, of course, we leave them. And then we see Fernando and Oriana, and Fernando thanks her for not donating to Mariano. And Oriana's like, it's too bad y'all hate him because, I mean, me cayó bien. She's like, I like him. I don't know why y'all hate him.
What is your problem? Yeah, he's great.
And Fernando is so offended. He's hella mad. And Oriana's like, damn, chill, man. Don't take it too personally. And it's not super important, but I wanted to mention it because we see Fernando being overly emotional about Teresa, but pretending that he cares because he's friends with Arturo when we know he's mad because he loves Teresa. He wants her.
Yeah. So we see his jaw tense up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That jaw that we never relaxes. We see
his emotions. Yeah.
His emotions emanating
from his jaw.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We should make a compilation video of all the...
all his jaw moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
That jaw works overtime.
That jaw needs an Oscar.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then we're back with Ruben and them. And Madeo, here I wrote Madeo. I think I've been writing something else. Anyway, Amadeo is about to tell Mayra the truth, but Ruben covers it up. And he's like, oh, Amadeo wants a raise for teaching you and Aida how to run things. And she's like, oh, yeah, let's do that. And then we leave them. We're back with the Vecindad gang. Everyone's helping Patty and Johnny prepare for their wedding. And really, who cares? So we leave them. We're back to Ruben and Madeo. And he agrees to give Madeo more money, but not until the Luna.
Tadeo.
Dude, I started writing Madeo.
I know.
What is his name?
I don't Tadeo or Tabadeo, not Madeo.
Amadeo.
Yes, Tadeo. Tadeo, Tabadeo, Amadeo.
Okay, I'll say Tadeo.
Okay, pick one. Now make a new one up.
What's one more choices. Name?
True.
Ruben agrees to give Tadeo more money, but not until the Luna Turquesa shit is done. So I think this is just going to turn into Ruben becoming desperate because it's going to be too much like for him to keep up with this. And he's going to do something silly at some point.
Silly.
Emphasis on and silly.
And by silly, we mean illegal.
Yes. Some off the wall shit he's gonna do.
Yeah.
And then after this, we see Arturo giving Teresa a beautiful bouquet of roses and a travel checkbook. And he's like, oh, you're not going to need it because I'm going to pay for everything on our trip. And then we're back to La Vecindad, and Mariano is calming down a nervous Johnny before his wedding. And then we have an annoying Humberto and Juanesina that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Patty comes out in her wedding dress. Did you like the wedding dress?
I do not remember it.
Wow. I need you to remember these kind of like clothes.
I have forgotten. I remember Johnny's suit because it's Armando's suit. But I don't remember the dress.
I thought it was Ramon's suit because I remember them saying Ramon let him borrow it.
Oh my God. I could have sworn they said Don Armando.
So you don't even remember that, right?
I'm
pretty sure.
We'll die on this hill. I thought it was Don Armando's suit. It even looks like one of his suits.
I'm pretty sure it's Don Ramon's suit. Well, I thought Patty looked cute in her wedding dress. It's pretty dated.
I mean, it must have been fine, though, because it didn't stand out to me
as
ugly.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it was dated, but it wasn't completely awful. Like, other wedding dresses of that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, we go to the hospital. Dr. Ledesma and Hector is Aurora's dad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we
and
see,
they're talking.
They're talking about the wedding and whether they're going to Esperanza's brother's wedding. And they are both going. But
Hector's going to get there later.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go talk to Arturo.
Yeah. About his divorce.
Yes. Yes. Oriana and Aida are talking together. Actually, I don't know if they're at the club or if they're like at some restaurant.
They're somewhere.
They're somewhere together. Oriana tells Aida, I mean, they've just been talking about Mariano and stuff. But Oriana tells Aida that she is going to help Mariano because she sees like what a good person he is, how he didn't like indulge in her asking about these details. He was a complete gentleman. Aida's like, I mean, yeah, he's fantastic. And so Oriana says she is going to help him, but she needs to, Aida has to take credit for this. It can't be known that it was Oriana, the one who did this help. And so, yeah, Aida's like, yes, of course. And then we leave them. We go to Juana and Aurora. Aurora is telling Juana about how much she loves Mariano. And that she missed her opportunity. Juana's just, listening. She tells her it's painful to watch the person you love be with someone else. And I'm like, oh, my God, not this again. Because she's talking about Humberto.
I know. Like, we're so over it.
I just hate it. I hate it. Juana tells her that she's not sure Mariano really loves Aida or is in love with Aida because he doesn't look the same as when he was with Teresa.
I was like, shut up, Juana. You don't have to romanticize his time with your horrible-ass goddaughter.
Yeah. But Aurora's like, no, I'm just going to step aside, whatever. Like, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to go for it, basically. Yeah, we go to La Vecindad and Dr. Ledesma arrives with his wedding gift. And I forgot what it was already, like some sheets or something.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
then we leave them.
Uh-huh. I was going to. Oh, it leaves them and then never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say that it's like some sheets and then somehow I don't know if it's in this scene or later, but they bring out the fact that they're not going to live together yet because they need.
Here.
Oh, OK. Because they need to get to know each other better.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that's weird. Everyone that's not weird. From the Vecindad that thinks that's weird.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, yeah, this is like bad. I'm like, shut. They're already getting married. It doesn't matter.
They're fucking adults, you dumb bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Sure, one of them is barely an adult.
Oh, yeah. It's for the best that they live apart.
It is for the best. yes, and Dr. Ledesma thinks that's super weird. Then we go back to Aida and Oriana, and Aida's getting off the phone with some connection of Oriana's that's going to help Mariano. And Aida's like, thank you so much. Oriana tells her that she just provided the connection, but now it's up to Mariano. And Aida's like, yeah, that's exactly what he was expecting anyway, like he's not expecting handouts.
Yeah.
And then we go back to La Vecindad. Don Ramon arrives. Then after Don Ramon arrives, the judge arrives. And Juana and Aurora are still in the room talking. Juana tells Aurora that she wishes Mariano would have been into her instead of Aida. And, you know, Aurora's crying. Mariano, of course, who's at the door? Mariano, because he's going to tell them the judge is here, like the wedding's starting. He sees Aurora crying. Juana's like, oh, she's like this because of Martin.
Got to cover it up, you know?
Yeah. And so then he's consoling her and it's like, why can't you see it, man?
I know.
Well, and she keeps denying it.
Also that.
Because then he's like, are you crying because of what we talked about? She's like, no, I told you I don't like you. Stop asking me.
Yeah. I am ready for them to be a thing already. Like, I'm over all of this.
Please. Yeah, same. Then we leave them. We go to Ruben and Genoveva talking. We go to Ruben and Genoveva, and he's telling her about how Amadeo, Tadeo, Tabadeo asked for more money. And they're just like, how dare he? And she's like, sorry, first, before he says that, he asks her for more money. She's like, oh, you're really asking me for more money? And then Ruben brings up how
he's like, well, Tabadeo, I'm asking for more money because of this fool. Tabadeo, yeah. Amadeo, Tadeo.
He asked for more money. Yeah. And so, yeah, whatever. That's what they're talking about. And oh, but Ruben is like, well, I wouldn't need to be doing this if you hadn't talked me into this scamming business.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, what the scam is. I don't understand.
I didn't fully pay attention, honestly, in this
No,
part.
But it has to do with the Turquesa property or some shit.
Does it?
Yeah, because then he said, we need this to sell so that we can,
Maybe can make up all the money. In a Ponzi scheme. Like, they need to keep bringing in more money to, I don't know.
Something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, back to La Vecindad. The wedding is about to start. They're about to get married. Porfirio opens the door. He gets there. Patty's happy. Like, oh, he made it. And he's like, no. I'm just here to tell you not to waste your life.
He's so dumb. Like, at some point, you just have to, like, give in and support this.
Yeah,
like it's not changing. Come on,
seriously, like,
just alienating her more, away yeah. from you,
mm-hmm.
which is making you sad, apparently, yeah. supposedly. But yeah, you're just yeah. making things worse. Okay,
exactly. Seriously, makes no sense. Patty tells Don Porfirio, that she loves Johnny, and he's like, "Fine, if you want to be unhappy for the rest of your life, that's on you." And then he leaves. Esperanza runs after him, and then obviously Dr. Ledesma runs after her.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Dr. Ledesma's first name?
I've been hoping you don't ask because I don't fucking remember. No, I want to say it's Hernan.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I could not remember. So yeah, Esperanza runs after him. Dr. Ledesma follows, and Esperanza's like, no, you're not going to talk about my brother like that. You're not going to come here and be super rude. If you really loved Patty, then you would come back to the wedding. And Porfirio refuses because during all that, he's like, no, I love her and I'm not going to let her waste. I'm going to win my granddaughter back. And Esperanza's like,
how, Sway? How?
Yeah. Yeah. Esperanza's like, what? Okay, then come back to the wedding.
Yeah. Like if you want to win your granddaughter back, then you need to start supporting her and her choices.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. Don Porfirio refuses. He leaves. They go back to the wedding. Patty's still sad. And then Johnny just like unnecessarily announces that he's going to make Patty happy. Like, okay, thanks, Johnny. It's your wedding day. Like,
so dumb.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. Save it for your vows. Like, shut the fuck up. I just don't like any of them.
Yeah.
yeah. And Esperanza and Dr. Ledesma walk back in. They tell her like, oh, we couldn't convince him to come back. The judge is like, we gotta keep this moving. I got another wedding to go to. And I'm like, I guess this judge is busy. Also weird that a judge goes to the house.
Are we sure it's not just like an officiant?
They keep saying judge.
Oh, okay.
They haven't said officiant.
That's a thing in some places. I've seen that.
Okay. Then we go to Arturo in his office. Oriana walks in. She's there to talk to him. She asks if his wife is there. Arturo's like, no, she's out. And Oriana... it's like, good, because I need to talk to you about her. Yeah. And she asks Arturo if he is sure Teresa doesn't want to get married or doesn't want to.
What?
Sorry. Oriana asks Arturo. Stop laughing. Oriana asks Arturo if he is sure the reason Teresa wants to get divorced is because of Mariano.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And see, she's spot on with her shit.
She's spot on, yeah. Arturo is like, no, that's not the reason. She's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We leave them. And Teresa's in La Vecindad. She's walking from La Vecindad. And who does she run into? Aida. So obviously they start arguing. Then we go back to Oriana and Arturo, and they continue this conversation. So he tells her, no, it's not Teresa's fault, and I'm sure because it's my fault.
Yeah.
I cheated on her with Paloma, and then Oriana tells him, like, maybe that would have been better for you.
She's like, you should have stayed with her.
It doesn't matter because Paloma died.
I know. Like, what now?
Although if they had been together, would she have died? I don't know. Because the reason that she crossed the street without looking
is she was in such a rush.
Yeah.
To tell this man
about Teresa and Mariano. So yeah, maybe she still would have been alive anyway.
Yeah.
Arturo's like, that's enough, and Oriana's like, fine, but you need to really think about this when you're in your vacation, on your vacation.
Sorry, I've been looking for this gif I seen on the thread on subreddit about Azalea Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one I sent you. Yeah, yes. Like, they keep posting like, here it is. Heartbreaking. The worst person you know just made a great point. That's us when we talk about Oriana.
Yes. Oh my God. It really is. And Oriana asks Arturo to think about whether or not Teresa is with him for his money. And that's the whole reason she was with him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave them. Then we go to Aida and Teresa still arguing. Classic back and forth between them. But Teresa at one point tells Aida that if she wanted to, she could cancel her trip right now, go through with her divorce and get back with Mariano. And then she would see how long her and Mariano would really last, like if she did this. And who is at the door? Not the door, but like the gate of La Vecindad. Yeah. Her father.
And he overhears his precious daughter being a bitch.
Yep. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah, not a lot happened. You're right.
Yeah, I'm like, man,
I probably could have cut mine short, but yeah, I just wanted to talk about all of it.
I almost feel like we could have condensed this into two episodes.
Yeah,
this one, the next one.
Well, that requires more work.
That's true.
But I think we're gonna have to start doing that because I think there's a lot of filler in the next episodes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the episode. Anything?
No. Well, no. Telenovela things that happened.
Oh, I forgot we do that.
That is what I have to add.
Nothing really happened in this episode.
No, nothing. Except Don Porfirio interrupting the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That was a telenovela classic thing. I would say Aida and Teresa arguing.
Yeah,
and I agree. I think that's really it. I guess,
I mean, the plotting between Teresa and Tadeo Amadeo.
Yeah.
Tabadeo.
Oriana scheming as well.
Yeah. I would say that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right. We are happy that we have reached this point, episode 90.
This milestone.
Next milestone is 100.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have enjoyed this podcast so far, if you are a Teresa fan, if you have Teresa fans in your life, recommend our podcast to them. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating, a little review on Apple Podcasts. And Christina did just hold back another yawn. Don't worry. That was me at work today.
Sorry. It's because it's 7:17. Yeah.
I got a burst of energy.
I only have an energy from like noon to two.
Oh, usually I would say like nine. Mine lasts longer, like 9 to. Usually I'm tired by now, so I'm surprised actually.
Unless I take my meds, then I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, I do one in the morning, one at like noon to one, then half of one around 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm good till like 7 p.m. Sometimes even 8.
Wow. Well, not today.
And then I feel alive. No, I forgot to take them at all today.
What were you doing?
I just forgot. They were in my backpack.
How do you not forget?
They need to be in my face for me to remember.
Okay.
I need to see them.
I just don't know how. If you... That doesn't make sense.
They need to be like obviously there, or I will forget. Yeah.
I mean, that does make sense to me, but also I'm like, if you're feeling tired, like, when do you make the connection? Oh, I meant.
Yeah, but it was too late when I made the connection.
Oh, that I could see that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's end
enough
this.
Enough of that. I already said everything.
Oh, you
so,
did.
Yeah.
Entre ser o no ser.
Yes, I was going to say that right now.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, again. Goodbye. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.